Will McHenry, and joining us today on this PONARS Eurasia podcast is Alexei Trochev, an associate professor of political science and international relations at Nazarbayev University. Alexei, thank you so much for joining me for this PONARS podcast. How did you become interested in the research project you're working on law and politics?
Yes, I've been interested in law and politics since finishing my high school. At that time, in the early 1990s, there was a hope that the law and constitution and human rights would modernize Soviet Union and later Russia, that it would improve lives of ordinary people, that it would make the powerful, the rulers of Russia, to be more accountable, to be rule following, and there was a lot of hope and almost euphoria when Russia adopted the constitution, and then it appointed constitutional court to hold the presidents and the parliaments and the ministers accountable. And at this, slowly and gradually, we found that these hopes did not materialize. They did not become part of everyday life. And so I am all of my research is focusing on this phenomenon of why is it that law and rights are used and abused or misused in the Russian political context and in the context of post-Soviet states.
To follow up on that, please tell me more about your recently completed research project on this subject.
Yes, I published recently an article on associations of judges in Ukraine, in which I trace the development and the trajectory of collectives of judges in Ukraine since 1990. And it's interesting to me was to develop the idea of judicial autonomy, and that it grows or it can be developed as a collective practice or a collective enterprise of judges. In other words, by resisting against interference or by deciding cases and defending their judgments, they would do it collectively. A lot of research done has been done on the individual decisions of judges, individual legal opinions, but I think that big part of the story of why certain judges decide cases against the wishes of the powerful come from their participation in the networks of lawyers, judges, or any kind of autonomous forces in society. And so then in the article I traced this trajectory of this judicial associations in judges in Ukraine and show how they've been able to resist interference and politicization of the judiciary. So one example of this would be the recent lustration of judges, in which judges collectively basically sabotaged the lustration. Now they haven't been purged. They quit on their own, but they were not. The purge by after Euromaidan did not affect judges in that way.
Finally, what is your current research project?
Currently, me and my colleague Gavin Slade, we have a small research project on Kazakhstan, in which we study how the concept of zero tolerance policing has been adopted, designed in Kazakhstan, and then how it was implemented. And we find that there is a big mismatch in terms of design, in terms of how the policy was developed, or how much police has to be changed according to the wishes of the president. And this does not match what police is actually doing. So it did not result in the change of behavior of police on the ground. And it did not change the attitude of citizens to policing, their willingness to contact, how they would approach police or how they deal with the minor violations of law. Like, and we studied this by analyzing survey data. So it's a public opinion about attitudes towards police. And then we also analyze actual behavior of citizens through the use of online forums and Telegram apps, in which they raise, in which they complain to police. And the main things that the ordinary Kazakhstani citizens complain are local issues like garbage on the streets, illegal parking, snow is not removed, noisy neighbors. So citizens expect very different things from the police. Well, police in its official reports, it produces statistics about hooligans, about people who litter on public spaces, who walk with the dogs without the leash, and about babushkas who sell small gems and vegetables in stalls. And so in this regard, this research helps us to see how the state is trying, or the officials, the leaders of the state is trying to change police behavior or try to change behavior of their citizens, but they have these attempts, they face the limits of and these limits are created by society, by police. So it helps us to understand the nature of relationships and citizens and the state in the autocratic regime.
Fascinating. Alexei, thank you so much for joining me for this Poners podcast.
Thanks.